This Sunday is Mother's Day, and celebrating that special day with mom may have been made more difficult because of COVID-19. We're not talking about vaccinations and social distancing. The issue is flowers. The coronavirus made 2020 a tough year for the floral industry that traditionally showers mothers with blossoms. And florists say 2021 could be even worse because of a worldwide flower shortage. APR Gulf Coast correspondent Lynn Oldshue explains how COVID-19, labor shortages, floods, hurricanes, and shipping bottlenecks may add up to a different kind of Mother's Day for many this year.
Florists in the Mobile area say they've never seen a time like this.
They just, like I said, they just say Mother's Day, his product's not going to be there.
Kimberly Snipes owns Bay Flowers in Mobile.
Today I said, I think we can fill a few more, you know. I just have to cover what I'm already committed to.
Snipes has worked in flower shops since she was 15. This is the first time she had to say no to customers because she didn't have flowers. The demand is more than the supply can provide.
And Mother's Day is getting ready to happen. And like right now, I mean, I have a person I'm connected with in Miami, and she's calling me, and she can only get me, and I mean, she's begging from firms. Stuff's coming in, and she can only get me about 5 or 6 boxes a week.
That's a great gimmick. Lisa?
And I've got a little list here of things that I'd really like to get.
Ron Barrett is among those trying to place orders. He's an event designer trying to get his ducks in a row for a wedding.
Okay, good. I need 50 of those Mont Blanc white roses. I need 40 stems of field-grown white tulips. In snapdragons, I need...
After the call, Barrett had sticker shock. He just spent the most money ever on flowers. Not only are blossoms harder to get, they're more expensive.
She gave me a list of 6 things that will sell out before I get there. Because they're not getting the flowers. And there's 3 things that are causing it. There, the virus is causing it, the freezes, we've had more freezes, is causing it, and then the hurricanes in South America are causing it.
Barrett has designed floral arrangements for more than 50 years. He hasn't seen anything like 2020 and this year. He says the cancellation of Mardi Gras balls and celebrations also hurt local florists.
All of that went away in 2020. I did not do a single one. And so all the employees and all the wonderful artists I employ, none of that's happening now.
In South America and other parts of the world, some countries like Ecuador had curfews where workers couldn't work past 2 o'clock.
Hall's Wholesale Flowers provides flowers to florists and event planners like Barrett. Andy Givens is the operations manager at Hall's.
They couldn't even deal with half of their farm. They didn't have enough time to actually work the employees to get flowers cut, to get flowers processed, to get flowers even replanted for different seasons.
Mother Nature made a bad situation in South America worse. Ecuador and Colombia are having 2 to 3 times the regular rainfall. Flowers are rotting in fields because they can't be picked and packaged fast enough. Suppliers worried that flowers would be moldy when they arrived in the United States. Shipping flowers to the U.S. is also a problem.
One of the 3 major airlines that shipped flowers from South America to the United States went out of business last year in 2012 during all this, so that reduced the amount of space for shipping. People aren't flying commercially, so they don't have the flights where they could use the overflow like that. There's been a lot of issues that have created, I hate the term perfect storm, but it feels like that right now.
We have a situation where every bride that postponed last year is getting married this year.
Stephanie Easterling owns Wildflowers in Fairhope.
Plus, every bride that was already getting married this year is getting married this year. So it's a double up of events. So twice the product is needed, and that's just not our area. That's everywhere. You know, all of the things that have been shut down, they've been waiting to get married and hold their events, and now they're doing that.
Easterling's events have doubled, and she's working hard to find flowers for each one.
We spend a lot of our day trying to get as close to the vision as possible and hoping that, you know, our brides are really happy, mostly at our expense, you know, because we were already, our numbers are already off just based on how we bid the project versus what the cost of flowers are right now plus the cost of labor.
This is also a hard time for florists to find employees they need. Easterling says she needs 5 more employees, but can't find them.
I'm bringing labor in from New York to stay with us through busy season because we're just struggling with labor. I interviewed 14 people last week for a driver, but then they really didn't want to drive.
Easterling says her business survived 2020 because of strong community support in Fairhope. This is the year she's worried about.
It was much easier to work through COVID than it was all of the lockdowns and the things with COVID than it is working through the post-COVID ramifications. Did not see that coming at all. Was crazy anxious last year going into the year of COVID. Had no idea that really what I needed to figure out was how we would function without labor and limited products.
Florists are hanging on through the spring and summer, hoping the flowers will return by fall. Lynn Olshue, APR News, Mobile and Baldwin Counties.